Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Join us for a life-changing experience in the Holy Land, March 31 through April 9. You'll see the Bible come alive in Israel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Well, we are going to Israel, March 31 through April the 9th. We're leaving out of Newark, New Jersey, for a 10-day experience that will literally change your life and turn the Bible from black and white into color. We're going to be going through various historical and spiritual locations, and you'll be able to see literally where the Bible was written, where the events occurred. Even you'll be in some places authentic where Jesus actually was and where he walked. You can join us March 31 through April 9. You can go to lc.org's website and be part of this amazing tour. Matt, I know, having been to Israel many times, every time I go back to Israel, I learn something. And it's both from a spiritual standpoint where something in the Bible, like reading the Bible, you read it again and you see something that you never saw before.
Right.
It has a bigger impact. And that's the same
way.
It's
the living word, and you see the living word alive in Israel.
Yeah, you sure do. You know, when you go to places like Caesarea Maritima, this place was amazing. It was all under the fine sand of the shoreline that had blown over it. It goes back to the time of Paul. It goes back to the time of Jesus. And it's also not only where Paul was taken and he appeared before the Roman leaders and appealed his case to Caesar, but it's also the place where the centurion lived in Caesarea Maritima, Caesarea by the sea. And that's the place where Peter was brought. Remember, he had the vision of all the unclean animals being let down on the sheep. And while he was trying to figure out what that vision was, he was in Joppa, where Jonah also set sail to flee from God's will. Same place. Some men were sent by the centurion that the centurion wanted to see him. And so he, a Jew, came and had presence with a Gentile. And it was in that experience the Holy Spirit was poured out, and Peter realized that God was bringing the gospel to the Gentile world. All of that happened right there in Caesarea Maritima. So when you read these events in the book of Acts, they become alive. This is where it actually happened. In fact, I often say to our young people, particularly on our Covenant Journey trips where we take Christian college-age students with demonstrated leadership skills to Israel, you can trust the Bible. That's our very first stop after we land, Caesarea Maritima. And there's a place there that is very historic in the book of Acts. But also, that is where the name of Pontius Pilate was first discovered. And that discovery only goes back to the 1980s. Matt, for many, many years, critics of the Bible said the Bible is a myth, because there is no such person as Pontius Pilate. We have not discovered any of the archaeological evidence for his existence. And guess what? It was there at Caesarea Maritima, where he would have stayed when he was not in Jerusalem, and he was mostly in Caesarea Maritima and only occasionally in Jerusalem for special events like Passover. It was there that his name was discovered and the jurisdiction over which he ruled, and it's the same jurisdiction mentioned in the scriptures. So you can trust the Bible against all of these critics. History, archaeology, science will also prove it to be true.
And wasn't Pontius Pilate's ring discovered?
Yes.
Just
what? And that's brand new.
Brand new.
And that's his signet ring that he would use as a seal on official documents. And it has his name on it. And that is just a brand new discovery. So these are some of the on-site illustrations where you can literally walk back in time and see the places where the Bible actually was enacted, how the actual historical site was and how all these events came about. And you can visualize it when you read the scriptures. They'll never be the same after visiting Israel.
And to be there, it just brings it alive. Now, Matt, how many times have you been to Israel now?
About 25 times.
Wow.
And but every time, you know, you go, it's something
new.
Different. Yeah.
Well, tell us about this particular trip you're talking about.
Well, this particular trip is going to be our VIP tour, and it's open for anyone. We have other tours that are just for college-age Christian students who have demonstrated leadership skills. On those trips, Covenant Journey, we highly subsidize that so that we can get the cream of the crop, the Gideon's army, if you will, to Israel to strengthen their Christian faith. This one is a trip that you fully pay for. You'll visit the same sites. The days will be a little less long than they are for Covenant Journey because they can stand those longer days. But we will visit the Holy Land and we will go from one end of the other. So we leave the United States March the 31st and we return back to the United States on April the 9th. So it is a 10-day experience. It is unbelievable because we will visit so many sites. We'll have praise and worship and teaching on the bus, in the hotel, on site. We'll have speakers that will bring the Bible alive. And we'll also talk about some of the geopolitical issues. And also, Matt, even the amazing miracle of Israel with regards to its business and technological advances.
Now, how do people find out? If people are interested. They're listening right now. They're hearing about this. They're saying, I want to explore this. I possibly want to go or sign me up. How do they get more information?
Well, they can go to lc.org. We're going to have a scrolling icon on the top of the lc.org page. And if you click on that, it'll take you right to our Christians in Defense of Israel webpage. And there you can have information about the trip. And there you can sign up. We are departing on March the 31st. So you still have some time, but time is of the essence if you want to be part of this trip. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. That's the Liberty Council number, lc.org. You'll find information there. Click on it and pray about coming with us on this trip to the Holy Land. Matt, we're going to also go to a place called Mount Carmel. And this is a place where Elijah confronted the prophets of Baal. And you'll see what he saw when you're on Mount Carmel. You'll see the Kidron Brook down below in the valley. You'll see also where he describes in the scriptures looking out over the Mediterranean, and there was a small cloud like a hand that began to appear. Remember, it hadn't rained for 3.5 years.
Right.
And you'll see how that all looks when he confronted the prophets of Baal.
And mocked them. And then what did he tell them?
He said, you know,
light. Yeah.
Maybe he challenged the people to stop halting between two opinions. If God is God, then serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. And he allowed the Baal prophets to do their attempts to get the sacrifice to catch on fire. All day long, they went into a frenzy. They were cutting themselves. But Elijah, you know, put his life on the line because he had to trust in God. And that's a lesson that we learn there. He literally was willing to put his life on the line because you're talking about these wicked king and queen, Jezebel, and you're talking about all these pagans, the followers of Baal. If God didn't come through, Elijah was dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times we don't take risk because of our reputation, because it makes us inconvenient, makes us uncomfortable, we don't have security. But Elijah, he was willing to put it all on the line. Had he not put it on the line, we would know nothing about his event where he confronted the prophets of Baal.
And God came through.
And God came through. So some of these lessons you'll learn there in the Holy Land, put it all on the line. If you want to make a difference, put it all on the line. That's what Elijah did. He was willing to put his life on the line, and God ultimately came through. I hope that you are able to join us, or maybe you have a friend that would be interested in joining us, March 31 through April 9 in the Holy Land, an experience you'll never forget. Join us with our VIP tour of Israel. For more information, you can go to lc.org, lc.org, click on the icon. There will be a scrolling icon on the top of the page. Click on one of those icons that reference Israel and see how you might be able to come visit the Holy Land with us in March and April.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.